Ejecting surface probe.
Probe away. Surveillance telemetry transmission in progress.
We are arriving in the corporate system, which is a profit-driven empire, revering the bottom line as its primary directive. Corporate aggressors are the epitome of financial power with the corporation and must be dealt with carefully. Megasonic distorters have no known physical effect upon the corporation except to elicit an instinctive lust for their high monetary value. As megasonic distorters are feared or highly prized within all other empires, they appeal strongly as a commodity to the profit-minded leaders of the corporation. Although inhabited by a population of 80% humanoids, the corporation is interested only in profit and will hire anyone for any purpose. While employment prospects within the corporation are excellent, working conditions are not. As you will see if you direct your attention to the incoming transmission from Probe 1.
Attention workers. Until further notice, workers are hereby advised that all vacation periods must be pre-scheduled at least 1 year prior to the vacation period requested. All workers are to report to work 15 minutes earlier until further notice. However, you are not to clock in early. Proceed directly to your workstation for your daily assignments. We know you will understand we cannot use up work time to explain your job. If you do not understand, your job retention counselor is available to discuss this matter further. Your counselor will be found in our payroll and benefits office. Please schedule your appointment after your regular work hours are concluded. Sick leave has been temporarily suspended until worker efficiency increases by 5%.
Corporate pirates are the enforcement division of this empire. When negotiations fail, pirates attack. Please direct your attention to the onboard display. What you see is the corporation homeworld planet. Note that the surface is devoid of contour, fauna, and foliage. It is assumed that the corporation leveled the entire planet during early development. The corporation fleet is formidable and well-financed.
The corporate fleet heavy cruiser. The first corporate heavy cruiser was completed less than 1 year after the Endurigan departure. It is believed that the corporation was aware of the Endurigan calling several years in advance. The corporation purchased the Endurigan shipyards and immediately started construction of the four main classes. These shipyards also produced a number of ships for sale to other powers, like the Bolar Stealth Glider. Fleet Light Cruiser, CL. The CL, like the CA, performed many fleet operations.
Corporate history is available on Starboard Monitor. Bank 17.
The corporate aggressors are broken down into two subraces, or entities in political terms, or fleets in ship terms. These two entities, the corporations and the corporate pirates, are the two branches of corporate aggression on the far side. The corporation. The corporation is the common name applied to this mega corporation. Its original name is lost in history. The corporation gained power in several large steps. Initially, a humanoid-run business on one of the Endurigan-occupied worlds, the corporation negotiated the entire operation of the planet into their control in Y-120. As time progressed, the corporation had contracts to manage most of the significant operations in Endurigan space.
Time traveler, please direct your attention to the desktop monitor directly to your left. For a full printout of the corporate balance sheet, press F7. To review last quarter's profit and loss statement, press FPL. To apply for a corporate gold card, simply press FU.
Warning. All applications processed through the corporation are reported to your local solar system credit bureau.
Battle advisory. This FPL fire is considered very powerful. Their ships are usually equipped with a few phasers and a variplast heavy weapon. A single heavy weapon can often inflict as much damage as all the phasers combined. These ships come in two varieties. The large ships require a lot to engage and a great deal of energy to charge the variplast. The small ships require only one supply to engage, and once the variplast is energized, they can inflict almost as much damage as some of the larger ships. Battle advisor out.
Initializing transport to the Indirigan Empire. Excuse me, time traveler. You have a priority one communication coming in on the intergalactic Omni transmission band. Stand by for communication.
Interference from Volar system jam. Patching around. Communication established.
Caution, time traveler. You have the honor of being addressed by Sir Thomas Seth, Grand Timekeeper of the Galaxies.
Time traveler, from your registered manifest, I understand that your ship carries Megasonic phase distortion devices, and you are currently traversing 8 systems via wormhole time warp. Keep in mind that I track every authorized itinerary in my jurisdiction to exactness. To date, traveler, you have consumed exactly 49.999 time units. My communication to you will bring you to exactly 50% allotted usage. You should prepare yourself for the moment at which you achieve the 50% consumption point. A few friendly suggestions before you cross over into the conclusive period of your journey. Beware of the Volars. They are somewhat out of control. Ignore threats from Indurians. Their actions speak louder than words. Trade carefully with Vectrians. Be certain your Megasonic distorters are inoperable until safe distance from any transaction. And finally, traveler, do not disturb the space dragons too close to their suns. They have added strength there. I'm afraid the moment has come, traveler. Your time is up. See you on the other side.
Communication terminated.
Transmission broken.